you know, averaging 50 viewers is great, but going from averaging 1,000 back down to that was crushing. But once it was fully over and I was fully switched to Facebook, it turned out I made the right choice in platform, I guess. And Facebook really worked out for me in a way that was completely unexpected. And my channel's like 3 times the size it was when I was on Mixer. It's valuable to be able to diversify, not have all your eggs in one basket, just in case something happens like Mixer.
Welcome, everybody, to the Becoming a Creator podcast. I am very excited today. We have got the legend himself, one of my good buddies that I've been playing with for quite a while now. It's actually insane. Spartacus. By the time this episode comes out, he's going to easily have cracked the 300K over on Facebook. We kill it just about every game we crush together anyways. But it's going to be a fun episode. Glad to have you on, buddy.
Hey, it's good to be here, man. Thank you.
First off, got a couple quick questions for you. If you had to pick, what's your favorite moment or maybe even best kill, something from us playing together?
The first thing that comes to mind when you say that off the top of my head, when I showed you the downtown Easter egg where you activate the paintings or whatever, and then it takes you to the dam, like that bunker underneath up there, and you get the specialist every time, you get a juggernaut, right? It's like guaranteed juggernaut. And you loved it, and we did it all day. And then for like the next couple of days, like I'd tune into your stream, and I'd just see you in there typing in the numbers every time, man. And it was just win after win after win.
I got addicted to it after that. Mm. Yep, that was great. Now, with that, have I revived you more, or have you revived me more in Warzone?
That's tough, man. I don't know. We're both strategic players. You do a lot more sniping. You do a lot more covering fire. And I get up there where it's dangerous. And sometimes I get stupid. Like I make dumb pushes just because it's like, oh, you know, we got one of them down. Let's see if we can take them all out and get the team wipe. Like I
you
rush
know
in
I'm there. I'm
yeah,
there.
Mix. Yeah.
And so, exactly.
See, honest it's answer.
For you. Exactly. Yeah. Uh-huh.
I got to be honest, man. Honest answer to that question. You might have rezzed me a few more times.
Yeah. See, guys, it's not all about the kills sometimes. Sweet. Well, now we're warmed up a little bit. I do want to get into a bit of your journey on this because it's been super interesting. And I've talked a bit about it with you, but I do want to elaborate and obviously bring everybody up on the loop of it as well. I mean, you started streaming back on Mixer in 2018, which is now gone for. But I guess, why did you choose to establish there instead of Twitch, instead of YouTube, Facebook, whatever it was at the time?
Mixer was a great start for me. I don't know if I would have gotten started as well as I did anywhere else. I started on Mixer because it was newer. I was already an Xbox player. My first 2 years of streaming, I played Xbox and was streaming on Xbox, or, you know, eventually upgraded to like a laptop and then a PC for OBS and stuff. I was on Xbox, and that's kind of where I first saw it when it was Beam and it came out. I didn't get too into it at first, but once I decided to fully go for it, I mean, I was already integrated there. I was already kind of familiar with, I mean, Xbox just made you a profile on Mixer with your Xbox gamer tag. So it was new. So there was opportunity for growth a little bit, you know, try to get in on the ground floor of something and grow as it grows. When Xbox was integrating that into their stuff, it was like, oh, this is opportunity. They're serious about this. Maybe I can make something work. And honestly, I didn't think it was going to work necessarily, but I put my full effort into it. And the other thing about that was PUBG at the time was my main game. And I had some Xbox friends that I used to run with. We get lots of wins together, and they were gassing me up. They were saying, man, you got to get into Mixer and you got to get the hype zone. Are you familiar with that?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
The Mixer hype zone.
Basically like their version of once it got to end game, you get to the hype zone, which is like the main thing that was focused out to other people. So you could just stay in the hype zone. And it would just keep cycling streamers who in the end game of Battle Royales. So it was always super compelling content. I can't believe nobody else has still implemented something like that, especially since it's no longer around. But
and as an up and coming streamer, I mean, imagine having 40 viewers and then you get into the top 10 on PUBG. You got your Silence Car 98 or whatever, and you're popping headshots. And then you see in your chat, Hype Zone has hosted you, and suddenly you've got 500 plus people watching you as a streamer that has started. That was a lot of exciting moments. But I was in the right place at the right time, and I worked hard for it.
Yeah,
you know, sometimes I think like, man, if I would have started earlier on Twitch back in the early days when I first heard about streaming, like where would I be now? But then I think about that as well. Like, what if it hadn't worked out then? And then I never tried it again. Like I was, you know, starting on Mixer worked for me.
But you got to find opportunities. And that's mm-hmm. what like, is so interesting to me, because so many people find different opportunities in different areas. You know, I found mine in specific areas, even within games and platforms and everything over all these years. But that's something that like you identified, oh, this, I could get audience here. I can get viewership here. And then, so what was that for you then in terms of deciding to go, you know, to fully go for it then? What did mm-hmm. that mean for you?
So when I decided to put full effort into it and give it a shot, I had people around me encouraging me to do it. My wife, some IRL friends, some Xbox friends. And when I decided to do it, I was in grad school at the time and I had a part-time job on the weekends and summer was coming up. So I was going to have a lot of free time in the summer. I said, let me go for it. I told my wife, I'm going to try it for 6 months. And if it doesn't work out, I'll continue gaming as a hobby. But let me try it for 6 months and we'll see what happens. I invested about $2,000. That's what I could afford at the time. Mm-hmm. I got myself a desk because I was originally streaming on a coffee table with an Xbox on a 32-inch plasma screen. And that was it.
And did you just like start popping off with it? Or did like, how did it go after that? Was it something where you're like, oh, yeah, shoot, I see the potential of this?
I wasn't full time from the beginning, right? Like I still had my part-time job. I was still planning on grad school coming up. So I started at the beginning of April. And I think about halfway through June is when I got partnered on the platform. So it was like around a 2 month period. Then it took me another, it was a total of 9 months before I went full time. You know, when I got partnered, I was probably averaging like 40 viewers. And then when I went full time, I might've been around like 150, 200 viewers wow. was my average. So it wasn't the most explosive growth, you know, that's ever been experienced in the streaming world, but you know, I was in the right place mm-hmm. and I had the right strategy and I was good at the right games. And I just went all in and worked hard for it.
Well, there's definitely a certain level of right place, but Mixer also ended up shutting down. Yeah. So maybe not exactly the same time as well. Oh. But when Mixer shut down in 2020, you tweeted, you know, I thought it'd be over for my channel as well, as you know, made the shift over to Facebook. But I guess what motivated you to keep streaming and eventually make that move to Facebook as you see the rug being pulled out from under you, basically?
Mm-hmm. I was worried, honestly. Like, I remember the day that it was announced, like they announced it on Twitter and we all found out. Like, I was live when I found out and my channel was blowing up. This was the first time, like when Warzone came out in the last couple of months of Mixer, was the first time I ever saw my numbers go above 1,000. My community was just blowing up. It was hyped. It was excited. And then that announcement came up and chat started blowing up and it just like stopped everything. Like the hype was just gone. I thought it was going to be over. There was a lot of worry. I coped with it partially by watching the extended edition of Lord of the Rings. You know, that's always something that's... It's just something my family used to do growing up, man. And we're all Lord of the Rings fans. I thought to myself, like, I came to terms like, hey, it could be over. I'm going to keep working for it. See what my options are. You know, there was Facebook, but most of the Mixer streamers were switching over to Twitch.
Yeah.
And so like weighing my options, what am I going to do here? Because my first couple of streams on Facebook were pretty rough. Peaking over 1,000 viewers on Mixer and then switching over to Facebook, averaging less than 100 viewers throughout the stream, which, you know, averaging 50 viewers is great, but going from averaging 1,000 back down to that was crushing. But once it was fully over and I was fully switched to Facebook, it turned out I made the right choice in platform, I guess. And Facebook really worked out for me in a way that was completely unexpected. And my channel's like three times the size it was when I was on Mixer.
I know you're killing it. Every morning I wake up and the first thing I pull up is Facebook. You're already on and like, you know, you got like 2,000 people watching or what, you know, at least like you're now at least over 1K concurrence on there, your videos. Like I see all this stuff popping off for you. So it's like, it's just insane to see it. And especially because I did see so many people switching over to Twitch, to your point, it's like, was this for you when you're looking at it? Like, okay. Also in the vein of like looking for opportunity, less competition here, maybe I can make this be a standout thing. Like what was some of the determining like things for you and some of the reservations maybe that you even had alongside it?
Once again, the reason I chose Mixer was because it was a smaller, newer platform with room to grow. That applied to Facebook as well. Facebook, a little bit bigger, some big guys like you on the platform, you know, Zlaner, I think was blowing up around that time. Like, even more than he had before. Twitch is such a massive platform. I mean, you got these guys holding 20, 30, 80,000 mm-hmm. viewers. And so I saw that and it's really saturated with people trying to start streams there as well. Not that it's impossible. It's not impossible. You see new streamers pop up. So I was like, where do I have my chances? And Facebook looked more appealing in that area. Also, Facebook was reaching out and saying, hey, anybody who is partnered on Mixer can come over to Facebook, be partnered here immediately. You don't have to hit any requirements. You get instant partnership. And there's a $1,500 signing bonus, like if you just come to our platform, which in the long run, not a ton of money, but at that time when your career is up in the air and it's like, is this going to be over? Hey, this platform's showing interest in us.
Yeah.
That means they value us. So that was a big part of it. I also knew you. We kind of barely knew each other at the time, but I had a connection there. And so I was just like, hey, let's go for this. I see the road being very difficult on Twitch, but then all these positives are coming up when I consider the Facebook side of things.
Yeah. I mean, I've switched platforms many times. I've talked with a lot of people who have switched or have thought about switching, especially at a newer level of streaming or just even trying to figure out, I guess, the first platform in general. So I think this is really interesting to even hear about in the first place. But did you see your audience come over with you from Mixer? You mentioned, you know, the first couple streams you had like 50 whatever people watching off of it. Or did you experience it as like, the vast majority of the people who ended up finding you now or in the future or as you began to grow it, like these are all new people. They didn't know about Mixer. They didn't even watch it over there. This is like you're applying your skill set here and now reaching new people with it. Or was a lot of it even coming over from that old audience?
At the beginning, there wasn't a lot that came over. Facebook is, it's like a system shock if you're used to like a Twitch style format.
Yeah.
Of streaming. And Mixer was similar to Twitch in that area. You know, you got your gamer name in the chat and things like that. And a lot of people were uncomfortable having their real name in chat. Some people just didn't like the UI and stuff. So at the beginning, not a lot switched over. I kind of started not from scratch, but started from a very small community that came with me. And then as I found success on Facebook and started growing, then I would see a lot of people start to slowly migrate over as they became more comfortable with the platform. Hey, I used to watch you on Mixer. It's been 4 months, you know, wow, great to see you again. Glad to see you're doing well. And that still happens today. Like just this week, I've had a couple people pop in. Whoa, man, I haven't seen you since Mixer. And I'm like, dang, dude. Yeah.
That's awesome, isn't it? When like people come back after like an old touch point and they're like, oh, shoot, hey, this guy's still doing something or whatever.
Yeah.
Those are fun.
Yeah, that's cool. And but the Mixer community as a whole, because most of the streamers transitioned to Twitch, they took most of the Mixer viewers there with them.
Right.
Not that there wasn't any crossover. Obviously, there's going to be some.
Yeah.
But when if you're a viewer and you watched five different streamers on Mixer and one went to Facebook and four went to Twitch, you're going to spend more of your time on Twitch. I was just really surprised that more Mixer streamers didn't come to Facebook because they were offering money and instant partnership. So,
you know, even though you were forced to make the switch for platforms, what advice do you like? Is there anything that you picked up on the way as you switched over? You know, is it waiting for the right time? Is there any lessons that you learned along the way with that?
I mean, one of the big wins I had was the first day I was partnered, like when I officially started on Facebook, like I had done some test streams to see how I was going. But when I officially was partnered, I was off of Mixer. I was fully onto Facebook. I think you shouted out my channel. I was at that like 50 to 100 viewership and boom, drop of a dime. It just shot up to like 2,500 viewers. Everybody, and it was just Mountaineer here coming to support. Mountaineer here, glad to see you on Facebook after the Mixer incident or whatever. You know, like it was just boom, 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 boom. I mean, that was a big win for morale because, you know, when you're down in the dumps and suddenly it's like, I'm welcome here. There's a warm community here coming from this guy that I played with a couple of times, who's the top streamer on this platform. And so that was a big win. And as I continued to grind, I mean, I met some really good friends, just natural banter back and forth. And we can give each other a really hard time and still be bros at the end of the day. Even if we actually got mad at each other, you know, we're good again the next day. So finding the welcoming community was a big win. Finding genuine friendship was a big win as well.
There was a number of guys that, you know, I raided and tried to hype up because, I mean, you know, it's freaking, you got a whole platform that's shutting down. And like, I couldn't even, like, that is extremely difficult to even deal with. So do you remember the first time that we played?
I do. I was playing some with Jared on Mixer.
Yeah. It was back when you were on Mixer. And I think you guys showed me an Easter egg at that time as well. And
it was,
I was
the Milano,
like,
Easter egg.
And then after that, and then I remember you came over. That's where I was like, oh, yeah, I'd played with you before. You showed me that Easter egg. And then you showed me that other Easter egg. And then after that, dude, it was the best, man. And that was like, I felt like we vibed very well when we were playing together as well. Like, you very much had kind of a mind of like, you know, you wanted to get some content when we were there as well, which is like how I go into everything that I go into pretty much, but it was like, oh, I could just farm these wins off it. Dude, it was so good. It was, I absolutely loved it. After you finished, you know, with Mixer, you also started to build a YouTube channel. You're uploading to there as well, if I'm not mistaken. I guess maybe give me some context on how that's been going, or even like why you started it, how you differentiate that from your Facebook page.
I try to find the most exciting or unique games, upload like, you know, two or three solid games a week on YouTube. And that's kind of how I do that. It's valuable to be able to diversify, not have all your eggs in one basket, just in case something happens like Mixer. And exactly. At that time,
I feel like you learned a lesson on that.
Yeah, at that time, all my eggs were in one basket and I didn't know what was going to happen. Are all my eggs going to get squashed or they're going to go hatch and be good chickens? You know, I work to diversify now. And I haven't had huge success on any other platforms. Obviously, Facebook is my main place. It's my home where my community is. So I put most of my effort and focus into that.
You're still looking for opportunities other places. And, you know, yeah. I think even if things are going good in one place, like sometimes that's even the more valuable time to go other places and see where, even if it's not like as crazy as your first one, it's like, this is your opportunity to do some more building, to get that diversification. Even in that same vein, I've seen you streaming on Twitch, doing like Age of Empires or right? Like throwing some different stuff out. Like, I guess maybe even just taking a bigger step back, like how have you found some of the diversification efforts that you've done so far? Has there anything that's been like more standout to you now with streaming on Facebook? Because it is very hard. I mean, I've talked to so many people, obviously even firsthand, like trying to bring people cross-platform is super difficult and to build different audiences there. So,
and the way I learned it was trying different things. I actually tried my variety channel on YouTube first. I did some live streams there. Then I was like, all right, I did maybe, I don't know, a month of live streaming on YouTube when I was playing other games like Elden Ring and stuff. Then I switched over and I just, hey, let's try it for a couple of weeks on Twitch and see what happens. And so I did it there and had a lot more success. And it was something I wasn't necessarily even thinking about, but it was all of my old Mixer followers that hang out on Twitch were coming back in. And that's when I found a lot of them. You know, they were like, hey, I haven't seen you in forever. They would come hang out, and my Facebook like core group that likes to watch different content would come over. And so it was like this new combination of two communities meeting each other when I started doing some of those variety streams on Twitch. It was a really good time. I mean, I had a lot of success there. I mean, obviously not to the degree of my main channel, that's why it's my main channel, right? But it was a really fun, chill place with a bit of a different atmosphere, playing with some of my old buddies from Mixer, playing different games and just having good, goofy fun, you know, kind of like your party games that you do on Fridays and stuff when you get your squad together.
Yeah.
And so it was just a matter of trying out a few different channels, seeing what happens, you know, keeping it fun. Like I wanted to play more games than just Call of Duty. I love Call of Duty and I love being great at it. And I love grinding it. But sometimes you need a change of pace. Switching over and doing some of that was more for my own mental. But then once I saw that all these old followers and old community members from Mixer started coming in, it was like, hey, you know, it's two birds with one stone or whatever. You know, it's just an added benefit. I get to chill and play something different. And I'm getting to see all of my old friends again from another platform.
So awesome, man. Listen, we're quickly progressing through 2022. We're almost at the end of the year here. Is there anything big you got coming up, stuff that you want to pursue, do, even going into 23, stuff that you want to really conquer or work towards with anything you're doing in particular?
I've got some content goals. Like I want to, like I'm always looking for ways to take my content to the next level. It can be easy to get complacent if things are going well. Like if you're making enough money to pay the bills, that's great. And you know, if you're content there, that's great. You're getting to live your dream, right? And for me, it's not about the money though. Like I have a desire to make the best content possible and bring the most entertainment possible. Like I see guys like Dr. Disrespect that they're more than just a good gamer. They're an expert entertainer. I've got some stuff in the works and in mind to work towards for bringing the content to the next level.
That's exciting. I feel very much the same way in a lot of respects. That's one of the reasons I feel like I've always seen that to a degree with what you're doing and everything, and it always gets me really excited. So, hey, I'm stoked to hear it, man. Wish obviously nothing but the best for you. If you guys do want to check him out, please do. Spartacus over on Facebook. He's got a Twitter, YouTube, a whole bunch of other places you can check him out as well. But thank you so much for joining in today, man. This is awesome.
Yeah, man. I appreciate the opportunity and everything you do for myself and a lot of other streamers on Facebook.
Hey, absolutely, bro. Try and do whatever we can. And I hope you guys enjoy listening to the podcast, seeing everything we got going on. Do us a favor, rate it. If you want to hear more, check out all the podcasts that we do have up, and we'll keep rocking it for you. All right. Thanks so much, and happy streaming, everybody. Thanks for joining, bro.
Thank you so much for tuning in to today's episode. I wanted to just end this with a little bit of context on why we do what we do. We're former content creators ourselves, and we just really want to help as many content creators as we can. That's why we started Pipeline.gg. It's a platform where you can find other like-minded creators and learn from the pros who have already been there. Get step-by-step guidance so you can avoid all the mistakes that we made in the beginning. If you love the episode, there's going to be even more inside of Pipeline. So check it out. Head over to Pipeline.gg.